What I say?
What up, everybody? It's your girl Adeloso, just in case you didn't know. So,
what's good? It's the conductor of the train, your boy DJ SJ614, and we are
the New York Dolls. Hey, what it do? What it do? Ooh.
We are here for episode 121.
Hi.
It's Pi Day, y'all! National Pi Day. As y'all know, the objective of season 4 is to bring awareness to national monthly observances and highlight how they affect us. Today's observance is National Pi Day. And we'll dive deep into our observance later, but in typical New York Dolls fashion, we have to get through the brilliance, the idiocy, and the spirituality of our show first. So let's dive into the park, all right? Prospect, Central, Bryant, whatever park you live near, that's the one we at, and we are gathered here today like a couple of mature biddies to casually converse about the week we've had. The segment in this section is Empire State of Mind. And this is where we showcase our transparency. During this segment, we like to make sure we're good, talk about what's lit in New York City, confess something that deadass blew our minds this week, and shout some people out if they deserve it. So, Adeloso, what is your Empire State of Mind?
My Empire State of Mind. Well, you know, this week has been, you know, a week.
Yes.
Not just a week. I know things happen, you know, but I can't remember all of it.
Yeah.
But it was a good week, though, so far. And, yeah, it's just a lot of things happening around me, you know. And it's just crazy. Like, what else happened? Oh, I saw in the news that there was a woman in Harlem who got attacked. Actually, I found out I saw it through Miss Avery Artistry, like her page. Shout out to Avery. Her sister, who got attacked because she went into a liquor store to buy a bottle of wine after work. It was like around 6 on 128 in St. Nicholas, liquor store around there. And a group of guys come in, and they're like, they offer to buy it to her, and she says, no, thank you. And then they jumped her and brutally attacked her because she declined.
That's so crazy.
And she said, like, on the news, she was just like, all I heard is, like, when I was leaving, it was the guy was like, oh, you think you better than me? Like, all that stuff. And then she was just like, no. And then they just attacked her.
That's so crazy.
Like, a group of, like, 6. I saw, like, a little bit of the video when she was getting attacked. I didn't really want to see, you know, all of it. But, yeah. It's, like, 6 motherfucking pussies attacking a woman because... You fucking, like, I just can't. I fucking
so,
can't.
Like, I wonder, was it one of those things where it was, like, a trap? Like, because what if she took the bottle of wine? What if she accepted it? Like, then would they have just, like, left her alone? Or was it one of those things where they were going to jump her regardless anyway? Where it's like, oh, even if she did take the bottle of wine.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what these fucking 6 people think in their heads, but I mean, I wouldn't doubt it if they were just trying to jump her anyway, because it's like, I've never heard, like, especially in New York, like, I know, like, shit happens all the time, but for me, I just never, like, it's rare to find, like, a group of guys jumping a girl because, you know, like, I don't know, it's just, not that it's rare, but it's just, like, weird, like, you know, so I can see that too, of it being planned, where they just are fucking low lives and have nothing else the fuck to do, and they want to fucking jump. Or they probably really felt threatened, and he was just like, nah, fuck out of here, like, let's fuck her up, you know, like, you know?
So weird.
It's so disgusting.
Yeah, actually.
It is very weird for New York City, though. It gave me goosebumps because, you know, I'm not far from one, like, I go to the liquor store, you know, like, so it's like, and I'd be, like, all over the city, so, and I'm a little at, you know, like, the girl, Avery had put up, she was like, this girl's 128 pounds. Like, that's how much I, like, you know, like, so it just really hit home for me. And I was just like, I just really hope they find it. And on top of that, they went to go find, like, it was like kind of like the Junior situation. Like, God forbid it didn't go to that level of death. But it could have been, because also the owners, which were guys in there too, didn't do anything. It happened, like, you know, outside of their establishment or call the police, nothing. Supposedly there's an African braiding spot across the street where they're trying to get the footage and they don't want to give it.
What?
They're saying like, oh, they have nothing to do with that. Like,
you know, I wonder if it's one of those things where like also maybe like those six guys like run that corner.
I know. And I was thinking that too. Like, you know, like in the fucking movie, I mean, even though it's real life, but like you see it more drastic, like in the movies. Yeah. So I was just like, but I'm just like, those, like the there's like the videos of them. And I'm like, you can see their faces and they look young as fuck.
That's also super crazy that like, yeah, they must run that
so
corner.
I'm just like, they run the corner, but you look young as fuck. Like, I don't know. They just look like, I don't know.
Because, you know, because it could be a thing where it's like, you know how like sometimes even if like they're young, the people in that neighborhood know who they're underneath. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit like that.
I guess, but that's still, like, come on.
I'm not saying
like,
that any of it is right.
No, I know. And I get that, like, what, like, they probably will be afraid that they're going to come after them, too, but.
Fucked up, yeah.
At the end of the day.
You know, I do.
You could do it in a way that they don't, like, I feel like that they won't find out.
Right, yeah.
You know? Like, with technology is sped up. Like.
No, for sure. Like, but, you know, like. Also in these cases, and again, not defending it, but like also in these cases, like I feel like the police in these neighborhoods don't be operating with discrepancy or like even trying to like hide your identity, because why do we even know that they were asking the African hair braiding shop for footage? You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, Avery had posted in her caption or like one of the family members had posted like in their caption and said that like
because like what if on the opposite spectrum it was like, yeah, we asked the African braiding place for the footage and we got it and then them niggas went, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like,
yeah,
first of all, and it is the police's job. They need to be the ones going out here scouting, getting this footage, like, blah,
blah,
blah.
But, you know, they're not going to do shit.
Exactly, right. And there should be, like, there should be some other type of cameras on the corner. Like, y'all got these police cameras set up.
There's mad cameras now.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, especially uptown, like.
So you shouldn't even have to be relying on the African hair braiding place.
Yeah.
I do know that Africans do tend to mind their business, though. It's like, if we don't got nothing to do with it, just leave us out of it. So honestly, like, I respect it, but it is just very unfortunate that like it's a missing factor in this case. You know, like, I do hope that they are found and they are fucking penalized to the highest degree of their crime that they committed.
Mm-hmm.
And but yeah, I do why is the police slacking on this? I'm half surprised, half not surprised.
And
but,
what do
like,
you think about these fucking fragile ass men who can't fucking take rejection? Like,
honestly,
cousin got spit at once. Thank God it didn't hit me.
Yeah.
But because my cousin was like, it's fucking, like, we were coming late, like, walking home late, and we're tired as fuck. And she's like, he came out of a hospital, like, we're in front of a hospital, and she's like, it's fucking late. Why the fuck you trying to talk? Like, I'm trying to go fucking home. Like,
yeah.
But my cousin's the one that talks back. I'm the ignorer. I only say thank you when they say, God bless me, you know? Because, you know,
this routine.
I was like, you know, if you say God bless, you know, I'll say the thank you and keep it moving.
Right.
But anything else is getting purely ignored. But she would talk back. And then he was like, because he went into his car. He was like, that's why you walk. And she was like, that's why you in your motherfucking mom's ass van. Because he dead ass had a mom van. Like, and then he spit from the van, like, cross, and she was like, you fucking lucky. I'm like, like, wow. Pussy, like, you're doing it from your car, like, right. You know, like.
Yeah, I don't know. That's whack.
So, yeah.
I am a little surprised like, it is in Harlem, but I am still a little surprised that this type of behavior from this demographic is coming from New York City, because I do feel like we do have some type of like general type of like street rule
respect. And I feel like I know on my block, at least, like the guys on my block, they never disrespected me, you know,
right.
Like that was my experience,
and
at least on my block, or like, you know, I don't know,
but what I'm saying is even when it's like fucking six guys to one girl.
And
like, I feel like there's some type of like street rule where it's like, okay, like we're obviously not going to attack the one girl. You know right. what I'm saying?
Like there has to, like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, or maybe they're not from New York.
True, that could be one thing. And you also did say that they were, you said that they were young.
Sorry, I take that word back. I'm trying to not say that word. It's the...
It's just, India.
It's just the New York, you know, right. so used to seeing it, but I am trying to take that shit out. Yeah.
But you said that they were young, and that could also have something to do with it, because, like, these younger, like, sets of
yeah, I don't know what
gangsters yeah. or whatever, they don't have no they fucking
thinking,
morals.
And yeah. they be thinking they hot shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was so that week. I mean, the verses with Ashanti and Keisha Cole.
Yeah,
that was lit. Kind of, not really. I was just really hyped for my sis, you know, Ashanti, my yes. baby girl, my mommy. we was live tweeting mm-hmm. on Twitter, so if y'all want to catch up and see, you know, how we felt about that, it was fun, like, live tweeting. I haven't, like, live tweeted in so long.
Yes.
So yeah, that was cool, and I was dying at all the comments, but Keisha Cole, like, she was not hitting it, and that got me tight, because I'm like, damn, like, you guys postponed this twice.
Right.
Keisha Cole comes an hour and a half late, close. And Ashanti basically was in a battle by herself because she was on it. Like, you know, and I feel like Keisha Cole was just off it. She was probably drinking a little bit too much or mad at her team for like being late and like having shit fucked up. But I give it a 6 out of 10. Mm. Ashanti definitely carried and won. But Keisha Cole is still, you know, she's still a GOAT. You know, they're both GOATs. They both looked amazing. They had that laid ass straight bone weave that okay. I was like, ooh, I want that.
Yes.
I want to try that. I want to whip it. Like Nicki too be having it.
Yes.
But yeah, but that was a good, it was nice to like see them together and like play their songs, but I just wish it was just more, they were more prepared.
and isn't it so funny how like even people of that caliber just don't be fucking prepared? Like,
yeah, like, and what I was saying on Twitter too, I was just like, because I think it was like the first 10 minutes, people were like, all right, where are they? I'm like, damn, relax. Like, you know, like, relax.
Right.
Like, I'm like, people online are so demanding, like, already. Like, so I was just chill. But then when it came like an hour 15, I'm like, nah, they old. She's OD. She's OD.
Crazy. She's trying to outdo Lauryn Hill.
Yes. They were like, we came to see Lauryn Hill. People were OD.
That's crazy. I didn't get to watch any of it or like keep up with it. But from a week ago when I was with my stylist Lola, she brought it up and she was just like, yeah, you know, my girl Keisha, da da da, she's gonna win. And that just flabbergasted
yeah,
me.
Was talking the rah, rah, rah.
That's crazy because I was Team Ashanti. I've always been Team Ashanti. I never even really liked Keisha Cole. Never cared for her. I always felt like she was yelling.
I liked her song.
The only song I like Keisha Cole on is Last Night.
And
couldn't even get
that
an
got me
answer.
The most tight when that came on because she wasn't even hitting like
wow.
the ad libs.
I told you.
She did a little bit, but it wasn't like she barely sang.
I gotta watch this.
She barely sang.
I mean, or maybe I don't.
You're gonna be tight.
Well, I mean, I expected nothing from her.
Well, you're not gonna be tight
her.
With Ashanti. But you're not a real. I like both, but of course, I've always been an Ashanti fan. But Keisha Cole's songs hit for me, you know.
Actually, I might enjoy it since I was rooting for her downfall anyway. So there's that.
But yes, but the week was good. The week was good over and all. And Trump is dead ass out.
He's gone.
And these Bernie memes.
Yo, the dragon.
That helped this week too with those highs and lows because I just looked at one and I just start crying. Like
I didn't.
All of them are so good. You guys are so good out there.
It took a minute for it to register. Like I didn't get it at first. Like the first one that I saw, like I didn't really get it.
Which one?
It was like I think it was him next to like a hot dog car in New York City or something, and I just looked at it. And I was just like,
because that's how they be sitting out there in the cold. They sit next to the truck, you know, so that's you don't how you didn't get it. You from New York.
I didn't really. Yeah. Understand.
But you a driver. So it's different. You don't see everything. They be sitting out there
I guess.
Exactly like that sometimes.
Psst. Did you know that you're listening to a show on CDN?
CDN, or the Carbon Dioxide Network, is a multimedia nexus delivering content underneath the umbrellas of
current events,
Black and Afro-Latinx culture,
spirituality and motivation,
New York City lifestyle,
storytelling,
movie reviews,
arts and entertainment,
and more. If you have any digital content,
like a podcast, vlog, web, or photo series,
that might need a home, look no further.
Here at CDN, we encourage you to get that shit out.
Mostly, like, I feel like they be sitting more like that, like, uptown than downtown. Downtown, they be standing. They be standing behind their car. Uptown, they be sitting.
Yo, I'm dead. But, yeah, I did appreciate the creativity of a lot of them that I saw. But it was cute.
Because he's sitting, like, tight. Like, he looks tight. Like, get me out of here. Like, that type of face. So, that's where they're putting it everywhere, you know?
Oh, okay. I guess. It's cute.
Excuse me. But yes, how was your week?
Oh, my week was, you know, it was a week. I was just rolling through.
Yes, it was just one of those weeks.
These late night shifts, they was taking me out this week. We have the show tonight that we're going to go see.
Yes,
so, yeah, we got
I'm
hit
excited.
Up to go do some press at a show at some experiments with outside theater at the Duplex. And we're actually going to have one of the cast on this show soon. So that'll be fun to discuss everything. Mm. On top of that, tomorrow, I know that so I have a reading. I'm in two readings tomorrow. One is my own that I'm conducting for my show Simone Says that I wrote back in 2016, or at least finished in 2016. I'm finally going to get the old girl cleaned up, polished, and sent on out.
Simone Says. I feel like since I started podcasting with you, was that the start of Simone? Since Buffalo.
No.
No, you didn't
here.
Do Buffalo. Simone.
Buffalo was Juliet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
good,
Buffalo was Juliet. Simone Says was definitely here. Yeah, I think that times out because, 2015, 2016.
Wow.
That's crazy. But, yeah, she's finally going to get cleaned up. I'm going to figure her out. Al and I have a cabin booked in Pennsylvania at the end of February. So we're going to do a little writer's retreat.
Like it's a vibe.
It's a
vibe.
Yeah, so I'm excited for that, to just get that work done. I just always feel like when I'm writing things, I just have to be out of the city in order to complete it. Because I just feel like when I'm
here. I hear that a lot from writers. Like, there was, like, a YouTuber that I saw, and he went on, like, he was documenting his writing retreat. And it was, like, in Vermont. And it was, like, little, like, huts.
Yes.
They each had, like, little huts. And it just looked amazing.
I love that. I wanted my...
I was like, I will write my pussy away.
Yes! Write that pussy off. My dream is to do one. I want to do one in Wyoming. I don't know why.
Ooh, you trying to meet your Gemini brother?
Oh, Mr.
Yeah,
Yay.
That's where you're trying to go.
Maybe. But for a couple of years, though, I've wanted to go to Wyoming and just write. Like, I don't know what's pulling me out there. Maybe it is him. So there's that. And, just lots of, you know, CDN meetings lately. The network is really just coming together. You know, we have some
exciting
clientele interests. Yeah. Our infrastructure is changing.
That page is just looking more flawless, more direct with new prices. Okay.
Okay. Periosa. Periosa.
Okay.
If y'all.
Cute prices, though. It's cute prices. Y'all going to love it.
Exactly. So,
y'all
you know.
Y'all going to love it. It's going to be worth it.
If y'all want to come through, come create. And the equipment that we got is lit. Yo, them lights.
Yes, the lights. I want to. You tested them already?
I tested them. I shot a new I'm going to be doing this poetry series. Kind of a la like Tiny Desk-ish. Mm-hmm. So I did one last night. The shits look lit. First of all, when I put up this picture.
Excuse me. Don't be.
It's cute.
That's so cute.
Yeah, got the whole little scenery together. And it's going to be cute. And then, that's about it. I guess that was the week. Just, lots of work getting done and produced. So I'm excited. I'm happy.
Yes.
So we're going to move over to our next segment. This is Grand Central Station. You don't end up over here unless you've got business to take care of. People are coming and going, and so are the resources and information. Here is where we grab what we need before we hop on the shuttle to get what we want. Disclaimer, things should be fact-checked in this section. And the segment over here is Word on the Street. This is what we need you to know. What do you got for us?
Damn, I always forget about the fact check, but but I saw this on Instagram, y'all, and it didn't have, like, no real source. It was, like, it was kind of like a meme quote, but I thought it was pretty cool, and I thought it was, like, true and interesting to send, especially as us being, you know,
entrepreneurs,
and for those entrepreneurs out there and those freelancers out there, I feel like it was good to just let y'all know this. You guys probably know this, but I didn't, so for those who didn't with me, here you go.
Yes.
So it said, always send the invoice, even if you're doing them a favor.
Period.
Send that invoice with your price crossed out. That way they know you're about your business and it's clear that it was a favor. And you can keep track, you know, in your records just in case someone tries it.
Oh, so, I actually love that.
So I really love that because I feel like, not just with invoice necessarily, I feel like even with email, you know, like I am just noticing a little bit more like when it comes to like friends and working with friends and all that stuff, like just make sure it's written somewhere professionally, email, like even text them like, hey, like, yeah, I'll do it, but let's put that in an email.
Exactly.
But, like, you do that. But I feel like sometimes when it's our friends, like, we start doing it, but then we forget. Yeah. Or, like, we just be like, oh, fuck it. But I just feel like, you know, when it comes to this, and the more that I learn and just, like, dealing with people, it's like, you just never know. And, like, not saying that people could switch up for you, on you, but you just never know. Like, shit never just happens.
Exactly.
Like, you know, like, with anything. So it's just good to just always have your shit covered, and you know, so people don't try to say one thing when it was really another, you know, all that shit. But I like that a lot. I like that. Still send it.
Yep.
You know, and just cross it out.
I like that because also, like, it'll help you practice for writing invoices.
Yes.
And yeah, I just like that because, yeah, it is a clear way to just keep those receipts of like, look, bitch, this could have cost you
this. Exactly.
400 and da 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 da. But scratch off.
Zero for you, my friend.
Exactly.
Just so you know.
Yeah, so when I hit you up with the oodie wopdy, I don't want to see no price tag on my shit either. Okay, my shit's better be crossed out too. Yeah, so, oh yeah, I like that. I'm going to start doing that.
Yeah.
So for me, one thing that I wanted to mention was the fact that the next wave in phones for us, they've been they're like developing it and things like that. They're going to be called rollable phones.
Rollable?
Yeah, rollable phones are coming. And what it really looks like is that, like, so let's say your phone is like the size that it is. You could push a button and then it would like, it would extend. So it would be like, like another, like more inches of the screen would like roll out of it, and then it would just be like a wider surface. Yeah,
so extra.
I know that extra. So I thought that was just very interesting. So basically, like your phone would like turn into a tablet before your very eyes, like something like that.
Gosh. Like kind of like what? Well, Sidekick kind of almost had it. It just wasn't like electrically coming out, but it did. The screen did move.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. It was the Well, what would that be considered? A flip?
Yeah, like, it was like a flip, but the screen, like, yeah, anyway, go on.
Yeah, because, you know, right now, what they're doing is, right now, we're in the phase of foldable phones, you know, like, they're trying to get the screen to be able to, like, fold and things like that, but we got rollable coming, so just be on the lookout for that.
Yes.
And then, other than that, specifically for my New Yorkers, and then specifically for anybody that might be on unemployment, we all got, I mean, I'm not even on it anymore. I'm so sad. But there was an email that got sent out.
No more?
No, not that it's no more, but they're like changing the infra. Oh, yeah, I'm not on it anymore. But they're changing the infrastructure of basically the way
that email
that it's set up. Yeah, so basically I just want to read it for those that may not have been abreast on the situation. Yes. But it goes, Dear New Yorker, at Governor Cuomo's direction, New York State Department of Labor has changed the way partial unemployment benefits are determined for those who are working part-time. With the new regulation, partial unemployment insurance, UI, and pandemic unemployment assistance, PUA, benefits will now be based on the number of hours you work in a week instead of the number of days you work, which I never thought made sense. Like,
at first I was like, does this even make sense? But then I'm just like, I think it's better.
No, this makes more sense.
Yeah, because because it's like when I did work at my part-time with the gym and I was still on it, I was just like, but I was only there for like 3 hours.
Exactly.
And like you're clocking, like, you know, like,
and you're
so
still,
it makes sense. I'm like, why? I was like, I don't know if this is good or bad. Then I read it again and I was like, nah, they should have been done this.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the other way never made sense to me. But yeah, this is lit. This update will go into effect for work completed during the benefit week of Monday, January 18th to Sunday, January 24th, and all benefit weeks going forward. The first time you certify under this new system will be on Sunday, January 24th. Under the new approach, you can work up to 30 hours in a week and still receive some unemployment benefits if you earn $504 or less in gross pay, instead of having your benefits reduced by 25 cents for each day you engage in part-time work. Reductions will be based on hours worked. So I just thought that was dope. I feel like they kind of need to change that amount too. Like, it shouldn't be 504 because, like, just personally speaking, like, you know, I don't, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So we're going to hop on the shuttle train and take it one stop to our next area, which, if you're from New York City, you know it's Times Square.
Yes. And this is the area with the pitter patter, chitter chatter, hustle, and the bustle of the city with the muscle, cuz can't nobody flex like us. And we jaywalking through these streets with zero fucks given, bumping into tourists, seeing what's up in their hometowns, and strutting through Broadway for all things entertainment.
Yes. And so the first segment in this section is Broadway.
Yeah, we're going to get into Broadway. So I don't know if you heard about Dani Lee and her song Yellow Bone that she put out that is... Now people are canceling her because it's, which I don't blame them, because
that's what you and Travis were talking about on the live.
Yeah, I was like, sis, like, you know. And the song is just saying basically, like, you know, like, he wanted me, like, he came to me because he wanted like a yellow bone or like a light skin, like basically saying like he likes me because I'm yellow. Like, wow. You know, like, and people were ODing, like, first you're not even black, that's what they call like a light skinned black girl.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, oh, man. And then, it was. And then the song sucked, too. Like, it wasn't good. So it was like, girl, like, you should have just kept that in the vault or just not even, like.
You should have just kept that.
Not even done it at all because it's just unnecessary. Like, she, and then she said something like, she was just like, I'm sorry. She was like, yeah, really, like, the internet be mass sensitive, all this stuff. She was like, I just wanted to create an anthem for my light-skinned mommies or something like that. And then. In the comments, they were like, as a light-skinned, quote-unquote light-skinned person, it's okay, we didn't ask for it, we don't need an anthem. And I was like, it's true, like, what type, like, I'm gonna make a dark-skinned anthem, like, is light-skinned, dark-skinned, like, I'm just getting tired of all of that, especially, like, with
the
women,
colorism.
And, like, and especially, like, saying, like, he came to me because I'm light-skinned, like, we already know, like, there's already a lot of, like, we don't need that. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a no.
That's
so
thing
I just felt like she was, yeah, very insensitive. Very, it was dumb. Like, and it was just distasteful.
How old is she?
She's like, you know, she's young. She's like 20 something. Hmm. Yeah.
Interesting.
But I think she's just a little gassed, you know, like with the baby, just a little bit. You know, I'm not hating on her. I do like some of her songs. But I just feel like with the whole the baby thing, I feel like she is really writing it, like, as much as she can, which, you know, I understand, like, with marketing and all that stuff, like, you could probably get pressure into, like, you know, just do this, put this out, or whatever.
They're together, but she's on the song.
Yeah, they're together, but I just feel like it's also, like, more PR, too, but I feel like she is, like, a little bit open, you know? And I feel like she's, like, her just keeps saying, like, you know, he just came to me because he just wanted this light skin, like, so what are you trying to say about his baby mother that he still goes back and forth with, who's a dark-skinned woman, and his daughter, who's a dark-skinned, You know, so it's just like, what? You know, so it's just sad sometimes. Like, some people really don't get it. Like, and she's still, like, she was, like, apologizing but not apologizing. Because she just felt like she was like, only God can judge me. And, and then people were just like, but you deleted your Twitter, though, after that, because people were ODing. But I'm just like, come on, sis. Like, you knew. Like, I kind of feel like she did it on purpose for more.
Probably more clout.
Yeah.
The Azealia Banks strategy.
Yeah. But it's sad because we just, like, I just want us to get to a phase where it's just, like, we don't need to do clout like that in order to succeed, you know? Yeah. Like, and we will be doing that with New York Dolls.
Hello.
Yeah, and that's that. Oh, wait, what else do I have?
I'm like, you got mad shit here.
Yeah, Larry King passed away at 87. May he rest in peace.
This morning.
A broadcasting king, a media journalist king. So, yeah, I used to see him. You know, he was more on the serious side for me. But he's also older, so. But I remember seeing his face a lot, so. That's, you know.
Yeah, sad, I definitely, yeah.
You know, we all have to transition one day. So, and I think he lived 87, you know?
That's 87 is old. I'm not going to lie. I thought he was already dead.
Oh, no.
But, yeah, he was iconic legend. Legendary.
Yes. Okay. And my sis, Spinderella from Salt and Pepper.
Is so salty.
Don't excuse me. Don't be coming at my sis because, you know, Spinderella 164 was my AIM name for years. And I know I'm a little old school with this Salt and Pepper, but I did like Salt and Pepper.
I love Salt and Pepper. I got a Salt and Pepper CD in my car.
And even from the reality show, I was like, damn, they still trying to play my sis? Like, because I remember the reality show, like, she was speaking up about it, about, like, how, like, you know, they kind of played her and, like, something with the monies and the, like, the other two girls were just being shady and all that stuff. So then now they're creating a biopic on the whole thing. And she has, like, no involvement. Like, I guess they're doing it on their own, whatever. And she, of course, feels some type of way because she's just like, damn, like, after everything, like, you know, like, now the biopic and even this, too, you guys are going to exclude me.
Don't stop.
Yeah, that's why I'm just like, this is fucked up. So she's put on Twitter, which I felt like a quote stood out to me, her quote, and she quotes, there's nothing more unacceptable than being silenced by another woman. Mm. And I was like, ooh,
yeah, that is
crazy. So I hope she finally gets some justice in whatever aspect, because I feel like I've been hearing this story for a while. Like, so I still don't know exactly. Like, I feel like it's definitely with music and, like, you know, the group and just, you know.
I mean, you know, I'm wondering, there's something about this story that, or, like, this whole situation. Like, I don't know about it at all, but I'm just wondering if, like, it's one of those things where, you know, she's crying wolf, but how much in the wrong are the other two girls is basically what I'm wondering.
Yeah, I need to know that too. Yeah. Like, because I remember, but I feel like they are playing with my sis. Because I remember seeing that it was just something. I was like, damn, well, that's fucked up that they're doing that to her. So I know that's in there. But yeah. And also, Chloe Bailey, honey.
Yes.
She is looking amazing, and she got her own Instagram account.
Yes.
And I feel like she took the crown on the Busted Challenge. Yo, we did the Busted Challenge, and I did not think it was gonna be that.
This.
We did it like right in the beginning. I was like, damn, we should have gotten so cute with it, but we were just like, fuck it, let's just do it like this. But everyone started going in.
It escalated quickly.
But I feel like Chloe Bailey, she won that, and she's thick.
Yeah,
like low key thick.
Yeah, it is very low-key. Hers was definitely cute, and I am also here for her IG.
Like, yes, but just coming out more and, like, showing more of her personality and stuff. So
yeah,
I love
that.
But, yeah, what's you? How about you?
This week, Sky Jackson and Jewel Smith got into a little bit of a thing. Did you hear anything about that?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Yeah, so.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, and their whole thing, what was it? It was basically like, basically, long story short, from my memory, if my memory serves me correctly, it has something to do with the fact that, like, Sky, something happened. Basically, Jules don't fuck with Sky. Oh, and by the way, Jules is Solange's son, Beyonce's nephew, right? Yeah. So Jules don't fuck with Sky for whatever reasons. But somebody leaked a group chat conversation where Jules is basically like, something along the lines of like, yeah, like I fucked her, then she got addicted to the dick, and then like,
what?
Yes, yeah, it was something crazy.
This little boy,
right,
the shit out of him.
Right. So now, mind you, actually, Sky's been getting a lot of the heat because he's underage. He's 16, I think, ooh, and Sky is, I think, 18 or 19. Ooh. So a lot of people have been like, what the hell? Like, yeah, they're like, first of
it's
all,
so yeah, it is. Fine line there.
So like that kind of, it's kind of backfiring a little bit on her. But
has she responded?
You know, to this date right now, I'm not too for sure. It's been a lot of days later since I first heard about this, so maybe. But I haven't seen anything really pop up again. But this was a big thing because it was like, the other side of it was the fact that people were like, Jules is making that whole family look bad. Because it's like, yeah, yo, look at your family. Fucking Solange, Beyonce,
and
Jay-Z.
Out here talking crazy.
Right, and you out here just being messy and stuff like that. So that was that.
Granted, you know, it was in a group chat with your friends. And you know when you're in a group chat with your friends, you be talking crazy.
You be talking mad.
But...
so who the fake ass nigga that exposed him is the real question.
Right, but also like maybe it was God saying like, yeah, I need to check on you, that little boy, because he's growing and he's about to be out here about to, like, you know. Yeah. And it's true, like, you know, sometimes like I'm sure like they probably think like it's under control because of who they are, or, like, you know, sometimes I feel like parents too, they think they're doing, you know, what they are doing, and then sometimes it just takes a little bit extra, extra snooping for you to just really be like, wait, let me just really see how my son or daughter really is, you know, like, just so you can try to nip it, like, you know.
Yo, and also, so apparently, the bigger picture was that people were trying to figure out if Jewel Smith leaked a video of him and Sky.
Yeah, I saw that. And they DM'd her, somebody, like a media blog DM'd her saying like, yo, I have this of you, call me.
Exactly.
Hit me up now. And I saw Sky's message. She was just like, I don't know who this is, but I did heard of you, but what is it? Like,
yes,
I'm like,
right.
I'm like, you know what it is.
Yeah. And that video was recorded when Jules was 15 and Sky was 17. So,
I mean, that's legal.
No, I don't think they were where they're at. 15, I think where they're at, 17 is still, but like, you know, statutory rape.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought it was when you're 18.
It's when I think the age
it's
of
like 18 and like 15. Yeah. But because no, I feel like 17 years is like a sophomore dating a senior.
Right. But legally.
Legally.
I think the age of consent is 17.
Cali,
yeah, I think it's 17. So Sky would have been of age. And in this situation.
Oh, she likes rocking the cradle.
Yeah, Jules. But you're right. But like when we think about it in like a scholastic lifestyle.
Yeah, like
15, or whatever,
17 is not that bad. You know, because that's like, you know, senior in a. And a sophomore, but I think 19 and 16 is not good.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like when when I was in middle school, I dated this hot ass guy. Like, he was the hottest guy. I'm not even trying to, whatever. Like, all the girls would ask me every day if I was still dating him, and I was like, yes. And I graduated, but he was 2 years younger than me, but only because he had gotten left back. But he was technically a year younger than me, but in grade, 2 years younger. Honey, when I went to when I went to Talent Unlimited to high school, I was like, yeah, this is not going to work out. Like, I am going to high school,
nigga.
And I can't, like, I just can't date somebody that's in motherfucking seventh, like I would have been a freshman and he would have been in seventh grade.
Yo.
But he's a year younger than me, so right. It wasn't that bad. But it was just like, I just
it's
couldn't.
The look.
Like, it's just like high school, seventh grade. Like, yes, nah, like yes. I can't.
That shit crazy. So they're trying to say that the one that might have leaked it, because this is how the conversation went in the group chat. Oh, funny enough, they got the same tie-dye background that our dose chat has. Oh, which means this was on Instagram. But so he basically said, he said, I fucked her good and got her addicted and then left her. It's complicated. And then somebody was like, you had sex with Sky? Isn't she 2 years older than you? And he was like, nah, age don't matter. And then this person said, it does to me. And then Juice was like, not to me, but yeah, we did. So everybody was like, it must be the person that said it does to me, because they put the rolling off emoji with the hint. So it was like, clearly, this person leaked the shit. But yeah, so I don't know. There's
Yo,
that.
Oh, that's crazy.
And other quick ass news. Did you hear the update with your girl Tamar in the real?
I didn't. No.
So basically, long story short, from what I can remember, basically Tamar finally figured out what that whole situation was about
with the real.
Yeah.
What was it?
So you know how?
Because that was some tea.
Yeah, you know how basically she was connected. What? Network was she under? WE TV?
I think WE.
Because yeah. She had all them. It was Braxton Family Values.
Then Tamar and Vince.
Right. So because of her. Yeah, so the way that the story went was that basically Tamar was WE TV's biggest star. Basically, like yeah. She brought in most of the ratings. Mm-hmm. Right. And her time on The Real was starting to divide her. So turns out that WE TV is who got her fired from The Real, because they didn't want her time being divided like that.
Oh,
and
shit.
Tamar was just like really
but
upset.
How they got her fired?
Something that they must have like intercepted the contract or something. Like I don't know. I didn't get
those
into
are
the
two different networks.
Right, but because her, I guess her talent was stronger with WE TV, or at least her contract came first. With WE TV, it's like they might have priority over her as talent, yeah. You know? I don't really know how it works, to be completely honest. But some way, somehow, they kind of like blocked and fucked up that contract with The Real. And the fucked up thing about it, Tamar was saying, she was like, they sat there on the side. They didn't tell me anything. And they watched as black women tore each other apart, you know? She was like, they had basically me against my girls, and like they sat there and watched that happen. You know, she was like, they
wow,
let those
right.
media, she was like, they let those articles spin about, oh, it was Lonnie that did this,
yes.
Or it was Tamara that did this, or X, Y, right, exactly.
Like,
she was like, and they knew that none of that was true the whole time, because it was them that was behind everything. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
wow,
so
that is so hurtful, like, and it just makes me want to be like, damn, like,
industry shit.
This industry shit is disgusting.
Yeah,
and that's why we're building our own shit.
Periosa, mm-hmm. Periosa. So that's that over there. Now we're gonna head on over to the ball drop. We have to keep hope alive during these times. So here at the New York Dose, every week is New Year's. What are you looking forward to? Any new resolutions or epiphanies this week? Gems you wish to share? I'm gonna say that I just wanna remind everybody of this kind of popular quote that basically speaks about the fact that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different outcome. So
period.
Whatever you are doing in your life that you know is not working and you are just not switching up the tactic or the strategy and you're getting upset over it, take a moment. And reevaluate the fact that you're doing the same shit and expecting it to be different, you know? So
I know that it's hard. I know it's hard to break habits. It's actually really hard, because especially if you've been doing something for years, like the same way, like, you know. But yeah, sometimes you just need to look at yourself in the mirror and be like, yeah, that's not it.
Yeah.
Let's just try this one. It may be a little uncomfortable, but let's just try it, and it might be the one.
Exactly.
So you got this.
Definitely, for sure. So just want to put that little reminder out there. And now we're going to skedaddle over to La Bodega.
Hi.
Before we bring it home, this is the fourth and final location of our show. You can look around, but our agenda is set. We're going to see what our favorite items of the week are. We're not playing any lotto. We're going to see what's on the, and we're going to see what's on the counter. So let's dive right in. My item of the week is I've been watching a lot of Tiny Desk again. Love me some Tiny Desk. But specifically this week, I've been watching Jasmine Sullivan's Tiny Desk. Ooh. And just love it. That new project of hers, Hotels, so good.
I still need to like sit. Like I heard it in your car and I loved it, but I want to sit and listen to it.
Yeah, you got to sit with it on your
headphones.
Yeah, it
headphones.
Bitch, get it together, bitch. This is my fucking song. Yes. Her harmonies, her runs, her wrists. I was watching this thing on.
Those are the best.
Yeah. I was watching this video on YouTube. It was, I think it was called the Jasmine Riff Challenge or Run Challenge or something like that. And it was like different celebrity artists trying to do one of her runs. And Ari Lennox, as I figured out it's pronounced.
Oh,
because
Lennox?
That's how she pronounced. And that's the other thing that I love about Tiny Desk. Like, the artists, you get to know more of them. You get to see their personalities. And, like, they pronounce their own names. Yeah. So, yeah. So, she was like, I'm Ari Lennox. And, like, blah, blah, blah. So.
That's like Rihanna. It's not Rihanna.
It's Rihanna. Rihanna. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Rihanna.
Rihanna. So, yeah. So, Miss Ari Lennox. She. She listened to Jasmine's run. And she was like. Yeah, so we're just going to play some Whitney Houston. Like, she didn't even attempt it. And it was mad fucking funny. But aww. Other people she had Brandy tried it. That one guy from Pentatonix.
Brandy tried it?
Yeah, Brandy tried
it. I like
it.
When Brandy does that.
Yes, because Brandy can definitely run
yeah,
as well.
She can do it.
Yeah, for sure. And the guy from Pentatonix did it. And there was a couple of other people, but the Ari Lennox shit took me out. That shit was so funny. She listened to it. She was like, yeah, so we're just going to put on some Whitney Houston. Yo, that shit took me out. But yeah, that's my item of the week. What about yours?
My item of the week is my Quarantine X playlist, y'all.
Yes.
I created a playlist, and it's still a working title, but that was the first thing that came to mind, where it's just like, because, you know, we still in quarantine.
Yes, we are.
But, you know, that quarantine life. So yeah, I was like, I want to, like, I don't know. I just wanted to feel like sexy. I also wanted to feel sexy with myself.
Mm.
Like, cause you know, we haven't been going out, like dressing up. So I was just like, or like me taking my dance classes,
right.
You know? So I just wanted to like hear sexy ass songs and just like dance sexy in front of the mirror and
yes.
just get all. And then I'm just like, nah, this would be cute for like Valentine's. I'm gonna put it off for Valentine's. They have a playlist for y'all of all my favorite like real sexy you know, for you and your couple, for your lovers, for the singles, for everyone
yes.
Out there to listen to. I got little Donald Jones on there. I got, you know, Tiana. I got Lloyd. I got Maya. I got Cisco. Like, I got the joints.
Come
and
on,
for
joints.
Those R&B heads, y'all gonna love it. So I've been hearing it because I also like I was Googling like what makes a good playlist, and it was just saying like making sure you have a distinct theme and also making sure the songs kind of like flow into each other in a way.
Mm.
So yeah, so I've been listening to it, and of course I love all the songs, but
right.
just seeing like, oh, does this song work after? So it's been fun. It's been like a little project, and I was like, ooh, I got that Apple though, but I think I should do playlists on Spotify.
Okay, yeah.
What do you think? I don't know. I don't think people really listen to Apple that much.
I mean, I definitely don't use Apple.
Yeah,
I
feel like
Tidal.
Spotify. Oh. I thought you had Spotify. But yeah, and that's that. That's my item of the week.
Love it. All right, so now we are going to move over to On the Counter. This is the main topic on display for today. Season 4 specifically focuses on highlighting national monthly observances, and this week's observance is Pi Day.
Yo, Matt Rent.
I know, right?
I was like, this pie talk.
What a fun little silly topic.
I know, but I like it. It's different.
Yeah. All right. So, first, I just want to know from you, what is your favorite pie?
My favorite pie is apple pie.
Oh, wow.
But
basic.
Excuse me. It depends on the apple pie, and it has to be homemade.
Right.
And the crust has to be, I mean.
Exquisite.
Yes, it has to be a
crusty.
crusty, flaky, warm with a scoop of vanilla bean.
Okay.
Ice cream, period. Okay,
that's cute. That's cute.
I love me some blueberry pie, too. I love blueberry everything.
Ooh.
But if I had to pick my favorite, it would be apple.
Okay. Apple pie. Love it.
How about you?
My favorite pie is sweet potato pie.
I like sweet potato.
Yeah, it's my favorite pie. And I just want to get into the history of sweet potato pie, give y'all a quick little recipe. Then Adeloso is going to give y'all some fun facts about pies. And then we're going to send y'all on your merry way for whatever the fuck y'all are doing. So I'd be like, class dismissed, get out. But yeah, okay, let me just come a little closer to this. But yeah, so for me, right, sweet potato pie is true. Like, they say that sweet potato pie is like a staple in like the Black family and things like that. And I know for me, it just very much, like, that is what Thanksgiving was always about. You know what I'm saying? Like, it really does give the give.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I don't know. There's just something about the smell and the taste that is just like, Black, like, I don't know, it's just like, if yes. I, like, if there was like a Hallmark card for Thanksgiving, like, there better be a motherfucking sweet potato pie on it, if it was like a Black family Hallmark card. Yes. Right, so I want to get into this article published by the southernkitchen.com, and it's written by Ryan Shepherd, and the title of it is, for many African Americans, sweet potato pie isn't just a dessert, it's about family. I'm only just going to be reading like an excerpt from it that I thought conveyed the feeling for sure. And I like that she gets into Adrian Miller, who chronicled the evolution of different staple soul foods, like the sweet potato pie, and a book that he wrote called Soul Food, The Surprising Story of an American Cuisine, One Plate. Mm. So basically, Adrian Miller said that the way the sweet potato pie came about, he chronicles it as the fact that sweet potatoes were introduced to West Africa around the 16th century, but they were not an overnight sensation. He says, far from it. At the time, other crops such as cassava, yams, and similar root vegetables were far more popular and used often in savory dishes. Mm. The sweet potato first found success in Europe and later in America due to the transatlantic slave trade, which forced the migration of countless human beings and relocated them primarily in the South. The popularity that sweet potatoes ultimately found within the Black community was due to convenience. Though it wasn't the yam that was so popular back home, it was close enough. West Africa is a yam-based culture, said Miller. Even though we call dark flesh sweet potatoes yams, they're not the same thing as the tropical root plant. People were dissing the sweet potato as the white man's yam, but on this side of the Atlantic, sweet potatoes were embraced because enslaved people couldn't get the true tropical yams. But as anyone who's ever put a sweet potato in a pastry shell knows, it takes a lot of work to turn them into a pie. Furthermore, West Africa isn't exactly known for its desserts, so where did African Americans come up with this now iconic dessert? Before you had sweet potato pie, you had something called sweet potato pound, which is a corruption of the Native American word for a type of baked bread, said Miller. Enslaved people asking for dessert were eating roasted sweet potatoes cooked in the embers of a fire, or they started eating mashed up sweet potatoes that were spiced. As they got access to cooking technology and equipment like ovens, that's when they started to add pie shells. After slavery was abolished, African Americans were subjected to decades of terror that led them to flee many parts of the South over the course of over 50 years. During the Great Migration, an estimated 6 million Black families relocated to cities such as Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, Detroit, and others. Soul food historians have written at length about the impact that the Great Migration had on the diets of African Americans. Before leaving the South, African Americans had been largely tied to agriculture and farming. Many dishes and ways of life were left behind for the convenience of the bigger cities. The realities of smaller living spaces and lack of access to plots of land on which to grow food. Much of their food culture was lost, but the sweet potato and its pie remained.
That was very informative.
Yes, a little history lesson, right? With sweet potato pizza.
Little 101.
Yeah, 101.
I love little sweet potato pie 101.
Okay, okay.
I love it.
And basically,
that's crazy that it was like a pound.
Yeah.
And like I can like I'm such a visual like
you
person,
can see it.
I see all like by the fire like them like yes. roasting like pieces of it with spices. That must be dumb good too. Like I want that.
It's amazing. Yeah, it really is.
That's crazy though.
So super quickly. I know, right? Super quickly, just to get into what might go into a sweet potato pie, like generally, I am on allrecipes.com, and yeah, some sweet girl gave this recipe. So basically, 1 pound sweet potato, half a cup of butter, soften, 1 cup white sugar, half a cup of milk, 2 eggs, half a teaspoon of ground nutmeg, half a teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, and 1 9-inch unbaked pie crust. And there you have it. I won't go through the steps of how to make it. You could just fucking Google it. And yeah, so
yes.
What about you?
You said you could just fucking Google it. These are just little fun facts about pies.
Yes, pie.
I love. Okay, so I found on ToonProtect.com. They have a little segment there, a little food segment, and they said pies can be traced back to 6000 BC.
Wow, before Christ.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
They said pies can be loosely traced back to ancient Egyptians during the Neolithic period or New Stone Age. The bakers incorporate nuts, honey, and fruits in the bread dough. Mm. Also, another fun fact, a pie town does exist, y'all.
Wow.
So if you love pie and you want to go everything pie, you got to go to New Mexico. That's where it's at. And guess what they're known for? They pies. So, you know, New Mexico is where it's at with the pies.
Yes.
I'm sure down south, like,
yeah, you for can, sure.
That's where the pies is really at.
Get a good old pie down south.
They also said pies are comforting, which I do agree. I was thinking about when I was there, I was like, yo, nah, pies are like, I feel like the most comforting dessert to me. They said at least that's what 47% of Americans think. A survey found that people associated the word comforting when they think of pie.
Interesting.
Which is true because you got to think about there's like the way and you make. Like, there's no way you can make a pie without love. You know, like, there's so many, like, little tendon cares that goes into it. Like, the kneading, the putting it in the thing.
Yeah.
Then, like, making the filling and, like, putting, like, on top if you being extra with it. Like, with the intricate, like, a real pie. Like, you have to layer it and be specific. Like, so, you know who makes a good pie that I haven't tasted, but I've seen pictures of Sylvia, my baby girl Sylvia.
Aww.
I've been seeing, I'm like, that shit looks like a Pinterest pie.
Yes, come on, Pinterest pie.
But I believe it because I feel like once you eat that pie, especially if it's warm, it's like you feel like you're safe.
Yeah, I feel like there's something motherly about a pie.
Yes. The world's most expensive pie is worth $9,500, y'all.
For what? It's going in your stomach.
It's made at Lord Dudley's Hotel in Sydney, Australia. And prime ingredients include 2 cuts of premium beef, 2 whole rock lobsters.
Rock lobster?
Rare winter black truffles. 2 bottles of Penfolds Grange Reserve and pastry with a 24-carat German gold leaf.
There's gold in this shit?
Yeah, that's why it's $9,500. I feel like that and the lobsters will made it.
The gold leaf and the lobster.
But ew, what type of... no, not...
A, I'm dying at the Lord Dudley Hotel. That's Monet's last name.
And then they had like a cute little thing, like, what's your pie personality? So they said apple pie is someone who's independent, realistic, and compassionate.
Interesting.
That's the one I like. But
that's the one I like.
I have some of those traits. Okay. I don't know about realistic because sometimes I be in my fantasy world. But yeah, pecan pie is someone who's thoughtful and analytical. Chocolate pie is loving, someone loving, and pumpkin pie is funny and independent. They don't have your.
Of course, they don't have sweet potato pie.
Because it's probably like a little white website.
Exactly.
But yeah, but I thought it was cute. Like, if I had
the
to
fuck
pick a
is
pie,
a chocolate pie?
That's me. A chocolate pie is me loving. I love
it. It's me. That's me.
I'm loving. I love it.
I'm dead.
And this also, this pie talk has made me think of that classic ass scene in American Pie.
Yes, I love that movie. The movie's so fresh, so scandalous.
So white sorority.
Yes.
Fraternity. But it is a classic, and that pie scene. My little low-key, like, freak ass was like, damn, I wish I had a penis to try it. Because it just looked, like, so, like,
so
intriguing.
So much fun.
Have you tried it? That's what I wanted to know.
No, I have not.
How? You have a penis.
Yeah, but I
and
didn't.
And you saw the movie. I would have done it right after the movie. In my room, like.
No, I didn't
let me
need
just
to.
See.
I didn't need to make love to any of my pies just to, you know, get that sensation.
Oh, man. But you think that people, that guys do get a sensation, or is it just feeling warm? I mean, you're not really feeling like a jerk movement, but I'm sure it's just a warm feeling.
Yeah, it's like a little makeshift pussy. It's just like a little like.
Yeah, I'm just thinking them busting in the pie. All right.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and that brings us to the end of the show, folks. There it is. You can find me at DJ SJ614 on Instagram and Twitter and Clubhouse.
Yes, you can find me at Adeloso on Twitter and Clubhouse.
Yes.
With Adelicia. And you can find me at Adeloso09 on the Grammy,
yes.
On the Instagram.
This episode was produced by the board of the New York Dose, hosted by the Carbon Dioxide Network. Our audio engineer and editor is me, and our photos were taken by us. Shout out to the rest of the team, and don't ever forget to stay dope.
Stay dope.
And stay New York.
It's the New York Dose, baby.
Yes.
Aye, aye. What's good, everybody? What's good,
oh, wow.
Everybody? Welcome to the New York Dose Less Party.
What's good, everybody? What's good, everybody? What's good, everybody? Welcome to the New York Dose Less Party.
What's good, everybody? What's good, everybody? What's good, everybody? Welcome to the New York Dose Less Party.
What I say? It's feeling like a New York day. Pumping to this beat, walking to the subway, and spreading mad love, it's the Brooklyn way. Prospect Park. Don't get caught after dark. Yes, this train running to Saratoga. You'll be fine if you do what I told you. Brownsville never ran, never will. Brownsville, yes, still here, still. What's good? Pop off on my pill, and if you need a dose, then tune in and chill.